Law
18. Common sense, spirit. Spirit of the game. This is an important integral part of the game. It is so important that the referee will use it to override and temper the written laws themselves. There is no spirit of the game laws, neither will you find much instructional material on this subject. Nevertheless, it is, and always has been, an integral part of football that all, or at least most, participants in this sport seem to naturally learn and accept. Football is meant to be played in a fair and gentlemanly fashion. The gentlemanly manner has all but disappeared, but thankfully, there are elements of it that still remain. For example, when a player is injured, if the opposition has possession of the ball, they will invariably and purposefully kick the ball out for a throw-in to enable the injured player to receive immediate treatment. Another example that happened to me some years back during a six-a-side competition. The rules dictated that the goalkeeper was not allowed to handle the ball outside his goal area, else a penalty had to be awarded. When I penalized a goalkeeper for doing this in one of the very first games, the penalty taker just passed the ball back to the goalkeeper from the penalty spot. This was done because the goalkeeper obviously did not know the proper laws for that particular tournament, and the penalty taker proved to be sympathetic. It is this ethos that has almost disappeared from the game. The referee is just there to ensure fair play, he is not an actual player. Referees will have to judge for themselves exactly what action contravenes the spirit of the game. This will be based on the referee's own experience and conception of how football should be played. Football should be played as it has evolved over the many years. The referee's role is to apply the laws of the game in a flexible and proper way and to be the mediator between player disputes. The laws of the game are not a strict edict to be followed to the letter of the law. They are provided as a recognized framework to be used along with common sense, providing a controllable environment for this beautiful game. The referee is not just a policeman who blows his whistle every time one of the laws is violated. He is, thankfully, allowed to interpret each situation sensibly. This ensures that the game flows properly and is not interspersed with numerous stops and starts due to minor law infringements. It also allows for the individual player and referee characters to blossom, thus adding to the enjoyment of all. Common sense ensures that an element of natural justice is used. The game must be allowed to flow with the minimum number of interruptions, but without the referee losing full control. After all, football is about the players, and they should be allowed to determine the outcome of the match. The referee is just there to ensure fair play, he is not an actual player. It is important for referees to understand the history of football and to participate themselves in the spirit of the game. If the referee blew his whistle every time that one of the laws was infringed, then the game would have died many years ago. Players and spectators become very frustrated when play is not allowed to flow. To stop a game for every offense committed would only serve to be nothing more than a protracted and frustrating series of restarts. Good referees are able to maintain complete control of a match whilst allowing the players plenty of leeway to keep the game flowing. That is not to say that the referee will sometimes need to use this stop all infringements type tactic to control a game that is deteriorating. For instance, if two teams are more interested in kicking lumps out of each other, the referee is advised to blow for every infringement, no matter how small. This enables the referee to regain full control of the game. It also prevents further escalation between players. As soon as the players realize that the referee will stand no nonsense, they quickly start to behave themselves, sometimes. Football has a long traditional pedigree that distinguishes it from any other sport. Referees often need to temper their law judgments with the simple application of common sense. Football is played at all age levels and experience levels. Young players and older players can very often commit minor fouls inadvertently through their own clumsiness or their own lack of football skill. Experienced players will very often use gamesmanship to try and win a game. Referees will need to judge just when or if to penalize such offenses. The seriousness of an offense must also be considered before the referee stops play for an infringement of the laws. Every game is different, and the players, managers, and even the spectators will need to adjust to the referee's interpretation on how he wishes to control the game dependent on the attitude of the players. This difference between each game, and you could describe it as uncertainty, adds to the enjoyment of everyone involved with football. The referee has a great deal of power when officiating. This control of power is one of the reasons why referees enjoy their vocation. To have full control over 22 players, substitutes, assistant referees, managers, officials, and even sometimes spectators, is an awesome power that can sometimes thrill and can sometimes paradoxically frighten. At the top level, players and managers are not supposed to speak out of turn about the performances of the officials. Doing so can result in heavy financial fines, bans, and even points deduction being imposed. An English top manager once said, "A massive touchline ban would be a big negative on behalf of the commission. I would like to think that a common sense attitude would prevail." By the commission, he meant his employers and the FA. Reactions will always be a part of football. The high passion and higher rewards will inevitably produce spilling emotions. After all, we are only human. The referee should always apply a modicum of common sense when dealing with irate personalities. Of course, this must be finely balanced with the need to take appropriate action for aggressive instances that merit proper disciplinary action. You have probably heard mention, every referee has their own tolerance level and will only react when this level has been breached. Luckily, the laws are fairly straightforward concerning abuse. The referee has the option of either instantly disciplining an offender, or he may decide to use common sense and a strong warning instead. In other words, the laws allow the referee to make that judgment. To have full control over 22 players, substitutes, assistant referees, managers, officials, and even sometimes spectators, is an awesome power that can sometimes thrill and can sometimes paradoxically frighten. Most referees love football. What other reason could there be for facing abuse in almost every game they love officiating in the sport? Some referees always put the players first. They actually like the players and are willing to talk with them throughout the game as a method of controlling the match. These referees have an ability to calm players down in heated situations, and sometimes even before heated situations occur. Interacting with players has a calming effect that experienced referees can manipulate to their advantage. Preventing incidents happening? Or is that written in the laws? Law 18, of course. These efficient referees can almost sense danger, and by remaining calm, they impart a relaxed attitude onto the players. They rely on an abundance of common sense, as opposed to adhering strictly to the laws. They seldom use their cards. The trick here is to prevent, rather than punish. Common sense is a very good tool for those who know how to get the best from it. Conversely, some referees use little or no common sense, and plenty of cards. It is a matter of personalities, whether one system is better than the other. I would advocate that a mixture of the two would probably be the best solution. Referees who are too lenient with their cards do get themselves a bad name for being a pushover. Some players can manipulate this weakness to their team's benefit. On the other hand, referees who are renowned for carding every misdemeanor are not very well liked by players. This attitude can spoil the on-field relationship and interaction between players and officials. Notwithstanding this, for example, in a match between two warring teams, it does not pay to try and be too friendly. You must be strict, both with your verbal instructions to players and with your cards. I suppose the ultimate referee will continually adjust within each game, along the full spectrum of being the player's best mate to carding just about everything that moves on the field of play.